Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Rider Nation, are you ready?
Guns across the middle for Pinkton. Touchdown Riders. Masoli gunning over top, and it's picked by Blaise Brown. Five-man pressure quickly will hit screen to Schaefer Baker. Still alive, 15-10. Schaefer Baker is going to score.
After an intense OT win last weekend over Calgary, the mission today is simple. Win and you're in. The road to the Grey Cup stops in Winnipeg against the league's best team. It's the Riders and Bombers in the West Final on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. Nobody covers your team like our team. Now, let's go live to the stadium with your voice of the Riders, Derek Taylor and Luke Mullender, as they get you ready for kickoff. This is Rider Nation Pregame on the Source 620 CKRM.
IG Field in Winnipeg, where it is going to get cold and windy, but for now, things are all right. We're in the broadcast booth brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougallAuction.com. We will hear from the coach, Craig Dickinson, quarterback, Cody Fajardo, and so much more. So many angles to be discussed in this West Final. The Riders come in as a massive underdog in a West Final, and I wonder if I look around the room if I can find anybody who has won a West Final as a massive underdog. Hey, it's Glenn Suter from that 1989 team.
Yeah, man. Yeah.
Suits, first up, just need to tell folks, we have not seen Duke Williams yet. We've been watching warm-ups as long as they've gone on. Duke was not with the receivers. Of course, he missed practice all this week with turf toe. We will, as soon as we know if Duke Williams is playing, we will absolutely let you know that. Just getting a note in that Duke will be playing. We still have not seen him, but Duke Williams is to be playing. That from head coach Craig Dickinson. All right.
That's big news, by the way.
That's
very good news.
We will dive into that as we go along.
Sorry.
Tell me about 1989 and the 9-9 Riders taking on the best regular season team in the history of the Canadian Football League. What made you think you guys could win that West Final?
Well, there was a couple of things. First of all, we had great quarterbacking in Ken Austin and Tommy Burgess, and the duo of both of them and the way that they both had contributed throughout the year gave us great confidence. Also, what people don't remember about that season was that we beat the Edmonton Eskimos in the regular season. That's something that the Riders can't say about 21, losing their two games to Winnipeg. But in that regular season, we had beat Edmonton. We also beat them in the preseason that year.
Okay.
So after, you know, our ups and downs and the way the end of the year went, where we barely made the playoffs at 9-9, partly due to my mistake against the BC Lions. We don't have to go into that. But
YouTube told me nothing about that.
No. But you know, we had that up and down roller coaster to go in, but we went in with confidence. And then what put us over the top, DT, in that game was just the arrogance of the Edmonton Eskimos. And I haven't heard that from Winnipeg this week, but in Edmonton that year, and that was when they were called the Eskimos still. Mm. And they were talking about the sacrificial lambs of the Saskatchewan Rough Riders. And there was a cartoon in the Edmonton Sun of a lamb with a Saskatchewan helmet on. And the quote underneath saying, sacrificial lambs for the slaughter in the West Final. And someone in our organization, might have been Normie Fong, our equipment manager at the time. I think he was the guy who blew up the cartoon and put it in everyone's locker. So you walked in there. And we saw that just the disrespect that Edmonton was showing us. And it gave us, if you want to push a professional athlete to use every ounce of energy he has on every single play, tell him he's a punk.
Yeah.
Show him disrespect. If you do that, you'll get it. You'll get his best.
Yeah.
I guarantee you. So, I think the combination of all of that. But the other thing, when the game kicked off, they're still a great football team. And when the game kicked off, we got up and we were ahead in the game, and they started to panic. I could see it in their eyes. Tracy Ham was yelling in the huddle. Tracy Ham was all over Craig Ellis because Craig Ellis wasn't blocking. And I'd walk back to our huddle, and I'd look to Bobby Jurison, and I'd say, Bobby, we've got them panicking over there. They are in full panic mode because they think we have no business being up by three or whatever it was at this point in this football game. And they started just gripping the stick. And I tell you, that's why I mentioned this week that if Saskatchewan can get into the third quarter here in a one-possession game, the pressure just mounts on the Bombers, who are expected to win in front of their home crowd. It's going to be jam-packed here at IG Field. If they can make it a one-possession game into the third, the pressure just mounts on the Bombers.
Yeah. In that 1989 season, Edmonton mopped you guys up twice. You mentioned you guys beat them. The week going into the playoffs, they beat you by 32, something like that. They just absolutely whomped you. What did you guys say to each other during the week? Did you even talk about that? What did you say going into that week? Confession time. Was there any point where you thought, they're going to kill us? Like, I might, Glenn Suter, die on the field because Tracy Ham might embarrass me to death?
Well, listen, there's always that self-doubt that you fight as an athlete, and there are times when you sit and think, this is a lopsided affair, but I'm going to die trying. And as long as you feel that way and you're ready to put it all on the line, then you let the chips fall after that.
Yeah,
and
I remember, you give your best, right?
Yeah, and I remember our coaching staff and Gary Greger, our sports psychologist who was with us that year, after that loss in the end of the regular season, they stood up and John Gregory stood up at the top of the room in front of the entire team and said, guys, we got them right where we want them. They really think that we're going to be a pushover. There were guys in their locker room the day before the game quoted in the newspaper saying, we've already booked our tickets to the Grey Cup.
Oh, God.
This is going to be a 35-point shellacking. And those were quotes. I cut those quotes. I still have those quotes. And I, in a scrapbook somewhere in my basement. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
That's awesome.
So it was complete disrespect, and we went in there and handed them. Kicked their butt in their house.
It was a bad looking field. I was watching
Sloppy,
some of it last night, and you just absolutely handled them. So, and we say that very, we're not trying to hide anything. The Riders are a massive underdog in this game, according to the books. They're a 9-point underdog. You guys in that season would have been, 15-point underdogs. That's a bigger task ahead of you that you guys were able to come through. As you look at this Rider team against this Bomber team, what would you tell the Riders, and what do the Riders need to do to beat Winnipeg, a team they have not put a touchdown on all season?
Yeah, you start out by saying, first of all, guys, that they put their football pants on one leg at a time like everybody else. They're just people. They're just guys. And we have no pressure on us. Everyone's expecting them to win. Stay together. Be together through good and bad. Give it everything you got, and let's see where the chips fall. Let's go after them. Be aggressive. I wouldn't be surprised at all to see Craig Dickinson tonight or today make some uncharacteristic decision. Make some decisions that are more aggressive than conventional wisdom. I really think we could see that. For instance, he gets down close to the goal line. He doesn't try a short field goal. He goes for it on third down. I could see that.
Yes.
I don't know that for sure, but I could see him doing that to just say, guys, we got nothing to lose. Go after them, lay it all on the line, and let's see where the chips fall.
Push those edges, because as we watch this Toronto-Hamilton game, Toronto early on took a 10-yard field goal and an 11-yard field goal, and 45 minutes of game time later, they're about to lose the East Final, when those are edges that they could have pushed. That's what Luke and I were talking about, push the edges. And take your best shot. Every Rider's out there believing, hey, no matter how far I was down the depth chart when the season started, I'm the man now. I'm Jeremy Clark. I'm getting the pick. I'm Damon Webb. I'm gonna make a tackle that we need. Things are going to be exciting. And oh, by the way, the weather could be an absolute disaster, which will add an extra layer of uncertainty to this game.
Well, as long as the field conditions are good, which they are right now, but it's going to get colder, as you said. But if the field you know, can stay relatively solid and they're not skating around,
yeah,
you know, I think the adrenaline will kick in, and as long as it's not too windy, it should be fine. But we may get some wind. Now, the other thing is IG Field is sunk below ground level. So actually on the field, it's a little bit different and swirls a little. So
yeah.
And I see that you and Luke are really nice and cozy here inside behind the glass.
When Bob Irving said, oh, no, we opened the window, I thought, yeah, we'll open the window a little later as well. Suits, thank you, brother. We'll see you in Hamilton when the Riders take on the Ticats in the Grey Cup.
That's what you said in the semifinal, so we'll see. We'll see if it goes... Two for two.
Glenn Suter with us. He's with us on Monday on the cage as well to wrap up what's going to be a glorious Rider victory. He said with his fingers crossed, 54 minutes away from kickoff time. For Access Communication, Sask Milk, the Wireless Age, your SaskTel authorized dealer, McDougal Auctioneers, and Salford Group. Today, a special day for the CFL. It's Bob Irving calling his final game. He does so here on CGOB for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. 47 years. They're going to put him into the Plaza of Honor or the Ring of Honor here. We will have that ceremony for you. They say about 15 minutes before kickoff to this game. And next, we're going to talk to Bob about his amazing career calling games in the CFL and his love of our great game. For Young's Equipment, cooperators, see Aaron Colavelle at Aaron & Associates Insurance in Regina. Abandoned Crop Protection at Wood River Controls. We're back to Winnipeg after this on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Your voice of the Riders, Derek Taylor, is breaking down today's matchups with players, coaches, and all the in-depth stats. It's the access and details you'll only find with Rider Nation Pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
A little under 51 minutes away from kickoff here at IG Field. It's the Riders and Bombers in the West Final. Breaking news, Duke Williams will play. He was a game-time decision with turf toe that he'd been dealing with all week. He will play. He's in uniform going through stretch. Duke Williams ready to go for this one. It's a huge day in Winnipeg, not only for the game, but because after 47 years, Bob Irving is doing his final CFL game. He's been the voice of the Bombers for a long, long time with a brief stint working with the Canadian Football Network. In between, Bob joined us this week on the Sports Cage to tell us if he's been able to keep this a normal week.
Yeah, to some degree, Derek, but you know, for those who don't know, I'm retiring at the end of this season, and the game on Sunday will be my last Blue Bomber broadcast because we don't have the rights to the Grey Cup game should they get there. And I've tried to keep it just a normal week, but there's a lot of stuff going on surrounding me here, this being my, you know, my final hurrah, if you want to put it that way. So it's been a bit distracting, and some of it's been a bit overwhelming, too. But, yeah, I'm trying to keep it as basic as possible, and I can't wait for Sunday because this is just such a great atmosphere we're going to have at IG Field. They'll have over 30,000 fans. They're already at around 30. You know, this great rivalry, Winnipeg-Saskatchewan, the first West Final here since 1972 when the Riders stunned the Blue Bombers. People here who were around for that game still haven't gotten over it. So this matchup is perfect, a perfect way for me to sign off.
Yeah, it is great. So I'm just putting the dates together. That was before your time. That 72 game was before your time.
Yeah, I was still in Brandon at CKX in Brandon at that time. I hadn't come to CGOB. I came to CGOB in September of 1973. And you know what, Derek? I was still a Rider fan back in 72 because I grew up in Regina and I hadn't developed any affiliation for the Blue Bombers. And I was happy that the Riders won that. I'm whispering because I don't want anybody in Winnipeg to hear me. I was happy that the Riders won that game in 72.
So when next year's Banjo Bowl rolls around, I don't know if you'll be in the stadium to watch it or if you'll be watching it somewhere else. Any rooting for the Riders? Are you now forever blue and gold?
Oh no, I'm blue and gold. You can't cover a team for as long as I have and not have an affinity for them, as I said. You know, and it's been just a blast doing their games and getting close to the organization and some of the wonderful people I've dealt with over the years, players, coaches, management executive types. I'm blue and gold through and through, and will be for the rest of my life. And it's been a privilege and an honor for me to do their games all these years, and I'll be there. If I'm in the press box watching, I won't be cheering, but if I'm in the crowd, which I might be, I might cheer for them, Derek. And I've never cheered outwardly for a team at any game. But I just might next year when the Bombers are playing.
This is just my second year of doing this, but second season of doing it. But it's weird to go, oh, yeah, I've never sat down there and watched a football game. I can only imagine what that feeling is like for you in IG Field with, oh, yeah, they've all been up here in my media box.
Funny, I go to some Jets games with my son, and I sit in the stands. And when the Jets score, everybody stands up and goes crazy. And I just kind of sit there like a pylon, because people in our business, we're just not used to cheering, right? And
yep.
So it's sort of a foreign feeling. And I don't know if I'll be able to cheer for the Bombers if I'm in the stands or not, but I'll be happy for them if they score a touchdown. Let's put it that way.
I love it. I love it. Bob, hopefully I get to see you before the game on Sunday, and then get a chance to listen to you and Doug Brown do your thing on CJOB, because, it's been an honor to have worked in the same city with you for more than a decade. And when I got this job, I thought, oh, wow, someone thinks I'm on a level somehow equivalent to Bob Irving. It was a real shot in the arm for me. So I thank you for everything that you've been. It's great to know you, and just knock them dead on Sunday, man.
Well, I'll do the best I can do, and likewise to you, Derek. Enjoy the game. These are the kind of games that guys like you and me who do play-by-play, we long for games like this, right? Important games, wonderful atmosphere, two fiercely competitive teams. This is what the beauty of sport is all about. And so you and I are both going to have a ball on Sunday.
We're both going to call a historic upset. Let's just say it right now. Historic upset. Bob, thank you, sir. We'll see you on the weekend.
Okay, Derek, thanks.
That's the great Bob Irving of CGOB 68 here in Winnipeg. His final game calling for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. And yes, a historic upset on the way. For Claws of America and your Saskatchewan Party Caucus, we'll go to break. On the other side, we'll hear from Braden Lennius. Remember, this is a rematch of the 2019 West Final, just flipped locations. We'll get Lennius's memories of that game. And when we return to Winnipeg, man, Rider football continuing. The West Final, didn't think we'd be here, and now you're saying there's a chance. Cooperators, Rough Rider Radio Network.
The Riders play here. Saskatchewan Sports Radio, The Source, 620 CKRM.
43 minutes to kick off in the West Final. It's the Riders and Bombers, and Luke and I are in the broadcast booth, brought to you by McDougall Auctioneers, best in the bidding business, McDougallAuction.com. Of course, this is a rematch of the 2019 West Final. We asked Braden Lennius, what memories do you have of that game, sir?
Sour taste in the mouth, that's for sure. And this year, you know, we're carrying that over. We're not going to let it repeat what happened even the year before that. So we have a whole different mindset. We have a good mindset going in this week, so it's going to be a dogfight.
How does it feel to have it flipped? It's still the same two teams,
yep.
But now you get to go to their place.
It's nice being the underdog. I think coming in as an underdog, you always have that chip on your shoulder, so... The boys are ready. We had a great week of practice, so it's going to be a good one on Sunday.
Luke Mullender now, and honestly, from the outside, never having been in the position, I feel like whatever you got to say to yourself, whatever you got to say to each other, I do it this week. This is full sellout for the victory week.
There's going to be one team at the end of this year that feels good, right, at the end of the season.
Yeah.
There's going to be one team. So... this game right here, it's funny how it changes the narrative, because all year you go through the ups and downs of a season, and then you get to this game, and at some point, whether it was on day one, whether it was on the bye week, whether it's out here in the warm-up, whether it's 1 minute before the team comes out of the tunnel, whether it's the kickoff, the guys on this team all individually are going to realize, oh my gosh, like, we're literally one game away from the Grey Cup. And that's a really good feeling, because you kind of throw everything else out the window. Nobody's thinking about the fact that this team lost by three scores each game in 2019, in 2021. because now you just feel like if things go your way, if you get that bounce, you're on your way there. It's really, and it's hard to explain. I'm struggling to explain that feeling from a player's standpoint. You don't see the opponent as the vaunted number one defense in the league, as Zach Collaros, who's hitting on all cylinders when he's being protected, as Andrew Harris, one of the best running backs in the league, coming back. You don't see any of that. You literally see yourself one or two plays away from getting the second big check, mm-hmm. the second biggest check, or the biggest check, right?
Yeah.
So there's a ton of emotion involved in the process today, and like I said, at some point for every player, they're going to realize that, wow, we are four quarters, we're 60 minutes away from playing for the Grey Cup. And if you really think about it, why would you not? If you're a CFL pundit, if you're an expert in quotes, if you're a former player, if you're a play-by-play guy, why would you not think the winner of this game is going to win it all? Right? So
they can eat well. Saskatchewan, for one, has lumped Hamilton. Hamilton just wrapping up its win in the East Final. Saskatchewan has lumped Hamilton.
It's a blessed feeling to be out here, man. And yeah. I'm excited for these guys. I think that, again, it's been nice to see the. It's been nice to see our guys start. You know, pulling for the, like, you know, I was listening to the post game show and Wes Cates and Mike McCullough, right? Like two of the best teammates I've ever had. Don't tell Mike that because he'll tell everybody. Trust me. But, you know, you hear them being like, I don't know how it's going to get done, but the Riders are going to win it. And that's one of those games. You don't know how you're going to win this game, but you're going to win it. Give you an example. The last time, 2010, we felt like we were better than Calgary. We knew that the Calgary Stampeders in 2010 in the West Final, their whole team was basically picked as all-stars, right? We knew that, you know, a lot of people weren't giving us a chance. And to be honest with you guys, the day of the game, we walked down into the meeting room, and sitting on the defensive playboard, this is the day of the game when we're usually just being like, okay, everybody good, you know your signs, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Coach Etch had drawn up an entirely different play. He basically said, look, we were up all night. This is the play we're running. Not the play we're running sometimes. The play he drew up on that board for that West Final in Calgary 2010 was the play we were going to run it the most. And when we looked at it, it was going to direct most of the traffic towards Jarrell Freeman. Well, I don't know if people remember this, but Jarrell Freeman had 16 tackles that game. And we won. But there was not one point in that game, A, did we doubt we were going to win? But more importantly, B, did we think we were going to win?
Yeah.
Like, there was none. And it's just a weird feeling. You just go out here, do your job. Alignment, assignment, execution. And if there's a bounce that's out there, go get that bounce.
Yeah, we'll have Luke's three keys to the game coming up a little later. We break for Dagelman Industries. Nutrient Ag Solutions and Bronc Beer now available in Saskatchewan. We are 37 minutes from kickoff. On the other side, Craig Dickinson on a long, long journey through a COVID protocol season to get to this game. The head coach joins us next on the Cooperative Rough Rider Radio Network.
Rider Pride worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620ckrm.com.
A little over 34 minutes away from kickoff with the Riders and Bombers in the West Final. Appreciate you being with us on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. The news for this game, Duke Williams will be ready to go for the Riders. He's fighting through a turf toe, but he will be ready to play for the Bombers. Andrew Harris will be in the lineup. He also was a game-time decision, but the Bombers' star running back will be in action. This is essentially week 18 of the Canadian Football League season, and the Riders add in a couple of extra weeks for training camp, and the Riders players have been under the COVID protocols and staying home and not going out much like they would in a regular season for quite some time, Luke Mullender.
I got some oceanfront property in Mooseman to sell you.
On Friday, he said, ignoring Luke, we asked Coach Dickinson how it feels knowing that they're more than 20 weeks into this COVID-altered season.
That was our last practice on the field today. I told the guys that. And they were like, really? Yeah, that's it. If we win this game, we go to Hamilton and practice. If we lose, we all go home. And I think that was kind of like a shock for some of the guys. They, you know, you just get into the one day at a time mindset so much that all of a sudden when somebody says, hey, by the way, this is it, it seems to kind of come fast, like when you're a kid at school. School year's over before you know it. But I'm really proud of the guys. Win, lose, or draw, they have nose to the grindstone. Knock on wood, we still got, you know, a few more of these COVID tests, but we've done a really good job, and they've sacrificed, in my opinion, a lot of their personal joy that comes with just being a young man in a different town and getting a chance to play pro football. They've just gone home and, you know, gone to bed and done the right thing and stayed home. So I'm really proud of them. It hasn't been an easy year for any of us, especially them.
Yeah, props to the players for putting themselves through this, for getting vaccinated, for making the season happen, because it has been an absolute delight. You know well, as a Rider fan, it has been an absolute delight to watch them roll up 10 wins so far and make their trip to Winnipeg to steal away the Western Division Championship. 32 minutes away from kickoff, still to come. One big number, did you know? Jason Moss, the offensive coordinator, on what they take away from having scored no second-half points in the two games against the Bombers this season. That as we continue from Winnipeg for Bear Crop Science, Science for a Better Life, SaskTel, AgCo, and Spreads.ca. The West Final, a little over a half hour away on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
The anticipation is building. The air is electric. The color is green. This is Rider Nation pregame on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network. We're now just 30 minutes away from kickoff. Stay tuned. We'll have more all-access interviews from the Riders and get Luke Mullender's three keys to the game. It's all part of the CFL's most comprehensive game day coverage. Rider Nation pregame, only on Rider Radio, the source, 620 CKRM.
It's a rematch of the 2019 West Final and a chance for revenge, both from that game and from two losses this season to the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. The Saskatchewan Roughriders here off a thrilling West semifinal win over the Calgary Stampeders. Significant underdogs, but Winnipeg has lost games before this season. There's no reason that this Riders team can't be the next one to hang the L on them. Let's check out the injury report. No Micah Tights. He is out with a foot injury. No Jay Dearborn as well, as the Riders lose two linebackers. Dearborn injured a shoulder in the Calgary game, so they will be replaced by Nigel Harris, and Ailey Buka slides into the lineup for this one. Injury reports every game brought to you by the Saskatchewan Construction Safety Association. Members pay $50 for most construction safety training courses. Still to come, we'll hear from Jason Moss. Riders scored 0 points in the second halves of both the Labor Day game and the Banjo Bowl. Moss on why that is when we return for Seedmaster, Battery Depot by CAA, and Special Blend by Wisers. The Rider Nation pregame show continues from Winnipeg on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Rider Radio lives at 620 CKRM on Facebook, on Twitter, and in the sports cage at 620CKRM.com.
One big number for this game is 0. 0 points were scored in the second halves by the Riders in the two games against Winnipeg. Riders led 8-7 in the Labor Day game, and they trailed 12-9 in the Banjo Bowl. Two close games at halftime, and then the second half came about. Riders outscored them 37-0 en route to back-to-back wins and first place in the West, something the Riders will desperately need to correct today. One big number brought to you by Prairie Gun Traders in Avonlea. For all your hunting and shooting needs, visit prairieguntraders.ca. We are 25 minutes from kickoff. We asked Jason Moss, is there anything you can point to that explains why there were no points in the second halves of the two games against Winnipeg?
Well, the second game, obviously, Cody getting knocked out of the game was a big adjustment for us. You know, obviously, I thought Isaac went in there and did his job, but, you know, we just couldn't make plays here and there, and we got behind a little bit at the end there, and you're trying to come back from it. I don't know that it was anything more than just us not executing, them playing at a better level than us. I mean, when I analyze and look at it, I don't know that anything you can really put your finger on. I mean, Winnipeg's been great in the fourth quarter all year against teams. And, I mean, they've outscored everybody by a lot of points, except for their very last game. You know, I just think it just really, like, it's football. It just comes down to better execution.
And now the Riders quarterback Cody Fajardo on anything that he might take away from the first two games against the Bombers.
Because those games are so long ago, and there's been so much personnel change, not only on our team, but also on their team. I remember looking at our, you know, I watched both the Labor Day and the Banjo Bowl, and watching us line up for the Labor Day Classic, we're a completely different team personnel-wise on offense. A lot of guys who were young at the time who have now become veterans, so to speak, as their first year playing. So, you know, there's a lot more experience on our offensive side. We brought in a guy like Duke and Shaq's back, and there's so many things that those guys do that are outside the statistical box that I think people don't give them credit for. There's so much that goes into that, and so we're a different team, but on the other side, they're a different team as well, right? They get Winston Rose at their boundary corner. They've shuffled around some of their defensive backfield. They got guys playing with a lot of confidence. They have the defensive player, one of the guys up for defensive player of the year in Big Hill, and two of the bookends that are top in the league, right? So they're an extremely talented football team, and that's why I can't stress enough how we have to go into their place and play our best football just to have a chance.
Luke Mullender, how much do you assess the games in September versus what we'll see in December? How much importance do they hold today?
Well, the games in September at this point mean nothing, and that's one of the things I talk about constantly during the last half of the year and really in the last third of every season is how important it is to be playing your best football coming into the playoffs. And I think that one of the advantages for Saskatchewan is that they've had to earn literally five of the last six games they've played. They've had to earn every single yard. Nothing's come easy. They've had to gut things out. They've had to account for serious mistakes. And in a game that is like this, especially with the weather and just sort of the intrigue and the energy around the stadium, the teams that have really had to play tough and play for each other. You know, we always hear that, oh, well, you're just going to sacrifice for the guy next to me. And oh, no, they've done the sacrificing, right? The hay is in the barn, as the saying goes. So they've got to come out here and play well, but they have a distinct advantage right now. If you think about it, the Winnipeg Blue Bombers haven't played a meaningful game in 42 days. 42, that's a long time.
Yep.
Willie Jefferson hasn't had to go out there and do anything that energizes the crowd for 42 days, right? So one of the keys in the game that I'll mention is they got to start fast, right?
If there's
any rust that the Winnipeg Blue Bombers are going to have to knock off, it's going to be very early on, right? So jump out if you can. But again, they're a team right now that has had to earn every single yard. It's funny. I don't like the university.
Quick if you can, because we gotta hit the 15-minute mark.
You know, Jim Harbaugh said it best when he was talking about Ryan Day at Ohio State. He said, some people were born on third and act like they hit a triple. You know, in the Winnipeg dressing room right now, in that locker room, those guys were born on third this year. And they've hit a triple, but, man, they were born on third. And the Riders have not been born on third, man.
No,
they're ready to go.
They've had to stole second, had to spike a guy to get to third. The Riders have fought and clawed to 10 wins in the West Final. We're about 18 minutes to kick off. Special ceremony going to happen here as they induct Bob Irving into their Ring of Honor. We'll carry it for you live as Bob is a CFL legend. That's next from IG Field for SaskTel, Nick Service, Farmer's Edge, and Easy Bids, farmauctions.com. Still to come, Luke's three keys to the game and the quarterback, Cody Fajardo, when we return on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Rider Pride Worldwide. Listen to Rider Radio around the globe with the official CKRM app. It's a free download for your smartphone at 620CKRM.com.
We are 15 minutes away from kickoff in the West Final. It is the Riders and Bombers, and the temperature is dropping. Currently 9 degrees here in Winnipeg. The wind 26, gusting to 39. As the game goes along, we expect the temperature to keep falling and the wind to pick up. The reports are gusting 40 to 60, starting at kickoff and holding all the way through the game. There's some snow falling right now, blowing around IG Field. So the weather, they cleared the field, finished clearing it, 30 minutes ago, and the snow is already back and obscuring a fair bit of IG Field here. So the weather will certainly be a factor in this one. The weather conditions are brought to you by Go Grain, the new app that lets farmers book and track grain trucking right from their phone. Download today at gograin.ca. Special day for Winnipeg football fans and fans of the CFL, honestly. This is a day Bob Irving, as you heard early in the pregame show, calling his last Bombers game today. 47 years ago, he took over as the voice of the Bombers in 1974. More than 800 CFL games he has called. He wasn't always the voice of the Bombers. He briefly did some time, as I was looking back at the 1989 West Final. That was on the old Canadian Football Network, who Bob called games for and did some hosting for as well. So, but Bob, of course, a legend in the CFL and a legend here in this town. They're inducting him into the Ring of Honor next to Bob Cameron, Leo Lewis, Milt Stegall, Ken Plain, Chris Walby, Jerry James, Dieter Brock. Bob's name will forever live among those, and honestly, well-deserved. We're in the broadcast booth, which is the Bob Irving Media Center. Wade Miller, the president and CEO of the team, on the field. They're going to have a special ceremony for Bob, which we're going to hope to carry live for you. Wade stepping to the microphone now as the Riders cheer and stunt team is leaving the field.
You ready for a game, Bomber fans? Before we get this West Final started, it is my honor to be putting Bob Irving, in the Ring of Honor today. To bring greetings from the province of Manitoba, our new premier, Heather Stephenson.
Thanks very much, Wade. Just an honor for me to be here today. I just want to say, Bob, you are an amazing broadcasting icon in Manitoba, not only just for the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, but for all of us in Winnipeg, all of us in Manitoba. Thank you for your almost 50 years of service. In honor of that today, we have a scholarship that we're going to work in combination with the Winnipeg Blue Bombers, and it's in your name, Bob, a scholarship for broadcasting for a student each and every year moving forward. Thank you so much. I want to present it to you today.
Thank you, Premier, for joining us today. And now I'd ask you to turn your attention to the video board and let's just look at the career of Bob Irving and celebrate with him as we're getting ready for the West Final.
Good evening, everybody. I'm Bob Irving. Welcome to the first game of the 1988 CFL season.
The product of Regina, Saskatchewan, Bob Irving found a home in Winnipeg in 1973. By way of Estevan and Brandon, and after a fateful day on the golf course, Bob quickly became the voice of Winnipeg.
And he throws it long down the left side for Stegall. He's got it, and he's gone! Milt Stegall's going all the way for a touchdown on the last play of the game, a 100-yard touchdown pass.
And the Blue Bombers are Grey Cup champions.
Along with his legendary calls, Knuckles has made some friends along the way.
We all love you, and I'll share a cold one with you anytime you want.
I wish you all of the best in your retirement.
We're really going to miss you around here and hope you really enjoy your well-deserved and well-earned retirement.
Not only the voice of the Blue Bombers, but you've been the voice of the Canadian Football League. Congratulations, and all the best in retirement.
Congratulations, Bob.
Congratulations on a much-deserved retirement.
Now, Bomber fans, turn your attention to the east side, and let's see Bob Irving's name.
Oh, no. Yeah. The riders walked onto the field during Bob Irving's ceremony.
He will represent our fans as being the 13th person put into the Ring of Honor. Bob, would you like to say some words?
No way.
Yeah!
Thank you, Wade Miller. I can't tell you how honored I am to receive this particular honor. I never dreamt of anything like this. I'd like to thank my family, my wife, kids, and grandkids are all up there for their unwavering support. They've been behind me all the way. I'd like to thank you, the fans, who have been so loyal to the Bombers. And to CJOB, and I'd like to thank CJOB for hiring me in the first place. It has been a privilege to be the voice of the Winnipeg Blue Bombers. Enjoy the game, everybody.
Bob Irving, 47 years, the voice of CFL football in this city. And as they were unveiling the banner, it was the time for the Riders to run on the field, and they just did it, much to Luke Mullender's delight. 8.5 minutes to kick off. Plenty more to come from IG Field in Winnipeg on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.
Stand up. Get loud. Bleed green. Kickoff is just minutes away. This is Rider Nation pregame on the home of the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network, 620 CKRM.
Hey, Rider Nation, I'm Sean Kleisinger. It's time for Did You Know? Did you know it's been 49 years since the Bombers played host to the West Final? November 19th, 1972 was the date, and fittingly, the Riders were the visiting team. As they are today, the Bombers were heavy favorites heading into that game, but it was the Riders that came away victorious off a game-winning field goal by Jack Abinchin, 27-24 the final score. 49 years later, once again, it's the heavily favored Bombers hosting the Riders. Kickoff of the 2021 West Final is just minutes away. Did you know it's for Gowan Canada? The perfect herbicide for your canola this fall is Fortress Microactive, combining the action of both groups 3 and 8. It pays to fall apply.
Sean Kleisinger with the Did You Know? 5 minutes to kick off here in Winnipeg. As the Bombers take the field, the noise gets ratcheted up here at IG Field. Borderline deafening, and think of how silent it will be when Jamal Morrow returns one for a touchdown. It will be a great. We'll still have Luke Mullender's three keys to the game to come, and the coin toss for you as well for Salford Group, Golden West Trailers and Equipment, SGI Take Care Out There, and Dos Locos Strawberry Lime Tequila Seltzer still to come. One more break for us, then we're back with Luke Mullender and the kickoff next. 4:30 to kickoff in the West Final on the Cooperators Rough Rider Radio Network.